How you doing, everybody? I'm Nina Taylor with this week's Gospel News. The Brown Boys began as the Brown Boys Gospel Singers, a group formed during the 1980s in their native Freeport, a village on the south shore of Long Island, New York. The group, including siblings Curtis and Dennis and Willie Brown, along with cousin Joe Williams, changed their name during the late 1990s. They issued such albums as Jump for Joy in 2005, Harvest Time in 2009, and Evolution in 2012. The group has hit Billboard's gospel albums and singles charts, along with their most popular songs, It's All Right and Better Days. The Supreme Angels, already a popular group when Howard Slim Hunt joined them in 1956. Hunt had grown up in the little town of Walnut Grove, Mississippi, and he always enjoyed singing, particularly gospel. After a move to New Orleans, and after that, Milwaukee, he joined a local group in 1953. 3 years later, he took up guitar and was asked to join the Supreme Angels until the group disbanded in 1957. Left with touring dates to fill, Hunt kept the Supreme Angels name and carried on. Although membership of the group was constantly changing, becoming one of the most popular and versatile gospel quartet groups around under Hunt's leadership. Thanks to his stirring and soaring lead vocals and his fine guitar playing, Robert Sugar Hightower. The group released several albums early on and later signed with Malico Records, many of them recorded live before Hunt's death in 2007 and Hightower passed in 2010. An award-winning gospel group out of Canton, Mississippi, who pioneered mixing traditional gospel with modern R&B and urban element. The Canton Spirituals were formed in 1943 by Harvey Watkins Sr., along with Reverend I.S. Watkins, Claude Bubba Nichols, Warren G. Ward, Isaac Bolton, Eddie Jackson, Theo Thomas, and Roscoe Lucius. Following Sr. Watkins' death in 1994, the group had been led by his son, Harvey Watkins Jr. The group released 20 albums between 1978 and 2013. They've also earned a Stellar Dove, Soul Train, GMWA Excellence, and Urban Network Awards along the way for their contributions to modern and contemporary gospel. The Echo Heirs are a contemporary gospel group from a small town of Moscow, Tennessee, just east of Memphis. Joseph Johnson and Charles Houston formed the group in 1993 with the goal of combining testimony, harmony, and expressive chord progressions to move listeners. Their self-released first album, It's a Miracle, in 1997, they were invited to participate in the Gospel Music Workshop of America Artist Showcase in 1998 and 1999. It was a recording live. Then they followed up with the album Determined to Make It in 2001. Over the next several years, they won gospel vocal competitions on both the regional and national levels, and toured with acts like the Canton Spirituals, Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs, LaShawn Pace and Jay Moss. In 2008, the Echo Heirs signed with Memphis label Echo Records, which released Transformation Live in Memphis in early 2009, and Old School New Flavor followed up in the second half of 2010. With Joseph Johnson still leading the group, they came back with their fifth LP, Stronger Than Ever, in 2016, also on Echo Records. Here's this week's top 10 gospel quartet songs. Number 10 from Dee Morton and Gifted, Rest a Little. 9, The Mickens with Stop By Here, Live. 8, The Flint Cavaliers with Burdened. Number 7, Brothers and Sisters with Elder Troy Jackson, with Lord, Thy Will Be Done, featuring Evelyn Williams. 6, Men of Praise with Do Right. 5, James Spann and the Spann Brothers with Reunion. The Fantastic Spiritual Voices at number 4 with Right on Time. Number 3, The Mighty Golden Wonders with Finish Line. Number 2, The Blind Boys of Alabama with Jesus, You've Been Good to Me. And our number 1 song comes from the Mighty Gospel Warriors. It's called Joy from the album Live in New Albany, Mississippi. Well, that's your top 10 gospel quartet songs and your gospel news. I'm Nina Taylor. Let's get back to more great gospel music on this great station.